If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Miss Ania Saja.
Hi.
What is going on? Welcome back. Married to Medicine, season 9, your second season. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm happy to be back. This is my circle of friends. I love them. You know, it's been fun. It's been a great season.
Well, you know, like I said, it's your second season. So how is this season different for you?
I think it's different in the manner of, you know, I really know the ladies really well. You know, we've been hanging out, like it never stops, you know? So I've gotten really close to a lot of the ladies. Heavenly and I talk almost every day. Quad and I talk, we have lunch together, like almost on a weekly basis. Just went to Cabo for her birthday. You know, Toya's in the neighborhood where we, you know, we see each other randomly, you know, driving by, that kind of thing. So I'm in touch with a lot of them. So it just was just natural, you know, like I just felt more comfortable around these ladies because I'm close to them.
Did you feel, you know, sometimes people come in, even though, you know, I know you watched the show before you were on it. Sometimes people come into their first season and they're like, wait a second. I thought I knew what I was doing, but I was not prepared for this. Like, did you come back, you know, more prepared, so to speak?
I don't think it's being more prepared. I think it's just, you know, honestly, it goes on year round, you know, it never stops. You know, I've been hanging out with them. I've been in touch with them. So the only difference is that there's cameras there in front of us. But other than that, it's just like my normal life, you know? And the best part about it is that I have a closer relationship with them. You know, I've gotten to know them more. So it makes it just easier, I guess, filming this season because I know them more, you know?
Well, one thing that has changed is your house is complete.
Yes, yes.
How nice is that to just have this renovation over and done with?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, it took like 3 years to build this house ground up. And, you know, when COVID comes in there, that kind of delayed things a lot too. So, and even after we moved in, we had to wait still like a few months for like appliances to come in and certain things like that. So we're finally a lot more settled now. It's been like, what, a year since we've moved in. And so, it's so nice to have all this space, especially with like 2 young kids that run around, and you know, we needed the space. And we still haven't even done our basement yet. So, but just the first 2 floors have been amazing. Like just a lot of room, a lot of space.
So there's more to go. So this $1 million budget is actually going to be, I mean, you're $1 million over budget. Now there's even more to come.
1.5 to 3 million.
Wow. Well, listen, everyone needs 2 swings in their bedroom, right?
I mean, I think we have a total of 5 swings in our home.
I'm getting like house envy. You know, I'm going to have to go out and get like a swing for my bedroom or something. But, you know, for all the people that don't really understand like what I do, what you do, like Miss Influencer, $500,000 of free furniture. Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah. You know, I reached out to some furniture companies that I loved and, you know, that's part of blogging, you know, you just reach out. And I did like 6 months to some of them. Some of the contracts are to a year, just blogging, you know, the rooms and showing off their furniture. And yeah, it's been a blessing. Yeah.
Wow. And look, we all saw the coming attractions. I've watched the pilot. You know, it seems like this season you're contemplating moving your parents in.
You'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. But yeah, I mean, my parents definitely come visit. They're, you know, my mom, she's a handful. I love her, but you know, she's interesting.
Is she enjoying, like, does she get recognized? Like, is she enjoying her reality TV Bravo fandom?
She does. Sometimes I'm like, wow, you're getting recognized more than me. But, you know, I think it's just even her voice. Like, if people hear her voice, they were like, oh, we know that voice. But yeah, you know, she definitely does get recognized. And yeah, she's enjoying it. She loves it.
Bravo fans love their mothers. Or love the Bravo mothers. Well, you know, on a more serious note, you know, I know this happens like during filming, like your house was broken into. I mean, I followed that on your Instagram. So, I mean, how are you with that? I mean, how do you kind of move past that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely very traumatizing for me and my family. You know, nothing like this has ever happened to us. And of course it was heartbreaking for it to happen in our brand new home that we just moved into. So it was not a fun experience. I would never wish this upon my worst enemy. You know, it was really hard, but you know, you just have to get through it. You know, I think we have a lot of security now in our home. And so we've been able to kind of move past it. And it's been several months now, but it was definitely very, very hard initially.
And I know, like, do you know what's going on? Like, did they catch the people? I know you said you thought like your home was like cased.
I have a PI and he's still under investigation. So we're still investigating all of it.
Wow. Well, that's scary. I'm glad that everyone is okay. Did you like connect? Like, I know like Kyle Richards has had this happen, like Dorit, like, did you hear from anyone like in the Bravoverse or?
No, I haven't, but we do need to reconnect because I know that Dorit went through similar situation and it's sad and it's devastating. So yeah, I mean, I definitely should, connect with her to see how she's doing because it sucks, you know, going through that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, also Dr. Saja said, you know, it was okay to spend another $1 million because this is your forever home. You had a visceral reaction to that. I mean, is this your forever home?
I mean, I'm like, for him to say that, like, we never know if any home is forever home. Like, am I comfortable in this home? Yes. I mean, we still have to do our basement. We still will eventually do a pool in our backyard. So we still have a lot of growing in this home. It could be our forever home. I'm very happy with it. I love it. But you never know, you know.
You never know. Toya has sold her forever home and lives not as close to you, but still close. I know you guys have had some bumps in the road, like you were open about, like, how are things with you and Toya today?
I mean, I think today we are in a much better place. I think, you know, throughout the season, we do go through some ups and downs that you guys will see. But I think now where we are, we're definitely, you know, taking baby steps and trying to rebuild that trust and that friendship. So
do you think like your coming on the show had something to do with the bumps? Like, do you think there wouldn't have been bumps like if you didn't join this group of women?
I don't know if it's necessarily that. I think it's more just, you know, trying to respect each other. You know, I think that's what I was missing from her. You know, last year was just that respect and just the communication was off. And I think, you know, we needed to kind of go through that and she needed to understand me more. It was just like the delivery of the way she would talk would be like, you know, off and stuff. And I think she's grown a lot. And I think, you know, I see definitely a positive change in her this year. So I'm only hoping that we, you know, can hopefully get back to where we were at one point.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I hope so too. We see from the trailer also, you know, like it seems like she might be having some troubles in her marriage or she's going through something. Like, you're a happily married woman. Like, did you give her any advice? Like, what advice would you give her if you didn't give her any advice yet?
I mean, if I were to give her advice, you know, I think marriage is just hard in general. you know, and there has to be a lot of communication and just understanding of each other. Sometimes we tend to just want to see our side of things and not really understand where they're coming from. And I think we just have a hard time doing that. So, I mean, I haven't really sat down and talked to her, but you know, I'm sure like therapy and stuff like that could be very helpful too.
You guys know I work from home, and because of that, I travel a lot and I'm never in one place for very long. And that's why when it came to my mental health, the only option I could see was Talkspace. Talkspace is kind of like having a therapist in your pocket. I personally, and you too, can reach out to your therapist or psychiatrist anytime from anywhere. And it just makes taking care of mental health so easy. When I'm away and I need to talk to my therapist, I just send a message from wherever, you know, I can work through things. It's so easy. You can sign up online and basically start therapy the same day you sign up. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist. So it's just easy. It's convenient. It's literally like you don't have to leave your home. And it's also, I mean, this is the greatest part, I think. Well, one of the greatest parts, it's affordable. It's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages 24/7. They'll engage with you literally, you know, any day. So listen, as a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code VELVET to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show, right? That's nice. That's VELVET and Talkspace.com. One thing I know for certain is this audience, all of you listening, you guys just cannot get enough of these celebrity interviews that I do. Listen, I'm already doing 6 shows a week, guys. I can't do any more, but I have the answer for you. Your prayers have been answered. There is a podcast called The Envelope, and it's also, guess what? A celebrity-based podcast. It's from the LA Times. That's right. The hosts, Yvonne and Mark, they're actually LA Times entertainment reporters. They're way more professional than I am, and they interview people during various award seasons in Hollywood. Now, let me skip through all of that and tell you about their guests. I have green with envy. They have interviewed Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie, hello, Jennifer Coolidge, oh my God, Jessica Biel. I mean, the things that I would ask Jessica Biel about Justin Timberlake, I can't even imagine. David Harbour from Stranger Things. The first 6 episodes are available to binge right now. That's right, right now, because later in July, more episodes are coming out. So you have to binge the first 6 right now. Listen, you can download and listen to all these episodes of The Envelope wherever you get your podcast. Again, Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, Jessica Biel, Jennifer Coolidge. You will not be disappointed. The Envelope, listen now everywhere you get your podcast. I am obsessed.
You know, someone kind of being in the middle and just having both parties understand each other's feelings. That's always the hardest part in marriage.
It is. I'm single, but I do not think marriage is easy by any stretch of the imagination.
It's a lot, and especially when you have kids in there and then you're working and there's just, there's so much to marriage than just dating, right? You have things joint, bills, this, that. It's not just all lovey-dovey, romantic, you know, that kind of, that's there. But then there's just like real shit that happens in life. So
yeah, it's tough. I don't think it's easy at all. What about, we also see, you know, Dr. Simone and Dr. Jackie, you know, I didn't think I was going to see this, you know, they seem to be in a good place and kind of have repaired their friendship. What do you think about this friendship? Friends, frenemies?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're definitely also taking kind of baby steps. And I definitely think they're at a much better place than they were last year too. Do I think that they're like best of friends? No, but I definitely think they're in a much better place than they were last year, for sure. They definitely have, you know, they're hanging out a lot more than they were. And I don't know if they'll ever be like as they'll ever be as close as they were, but they're definitely better. So that's good.
That is good. And we learned from Dr. Jackie that she's now in the business of O shots, we've seen in the trailer. Mm-hmm. That's a new one that I've never heard of before.
Yeah, very interesting.
Very interesting. What about, you know, it seems that, you know, that Heavenly has a lot to say about a lot of people. I mean, she's feuding with, like, you know, Dr. Contessa. They don't seem to be in a good place. She seems to have said a lot of stuff about a lot of people. Talk to me about this intervention that we see coming without giving away any spoilers. I mean, yeah, just...
Obviously, you guys have to stay tuned for it, and that will be very interesting to see. But, yeah, I mean, there's things that she says, you know, and I think it's like a learning curve for her in terms of what she should say and what she shouldn't on social media. But, you know, I think you just will have to watch it and see what happens. But, you know, it's a whole learning thing for her, you know, and I do think that some of the things that she says are funny, you know, and she's just joking, but sometimes things can be just said too much, especially if it's your friend, you know? So she kind of has to be careful with that.
You think she's misunderstood or like the others are a little too hard on her?
I think it's more of how things went down was kind of not so well, but I think that, yeah, I think, you know, she does have to be careful of what she says about, like, her friends, at least. If she's talking crap about people that are not her close friends, I'm like, go for it, whatever, you know? But if they are your close friends, then you kind of have to be careful. Because, I mean, they're your friends, you know? Why are you going to talk shit about your friends?
Totally. Well, I mean, you know, she said Dr. Contessa is in a fake and abusive marriage, and Jackie has issues in her marriage, too, and Toya...
really saying things that are factual, right? So I don't sometimes always, I don't really see what, everything that she said is kind of what people have already put out there, right? So
yeah,
if you put that out there last year, then she's only stating facts.
That's true. I mean, she's also said some things about Quad and Toy, nothing about you. Like, you seem to be
she
a
did it. She did. She said
she did.
Something about my degree or something like it, but it wasn't as bad, right? So I was like, whatever, I'll take it, you know? I mean, it for me, it wasn't so bad, but who knows? I mean, she's going to still do what she does. So we'll see what else she says about me, but.
As the season goes on, have you ever been involved in an intervention in any other part of your life? Like, were you nervous, you know, to do an intervention? I think I would be nervous.
If you were in it, yeah. I mean, if you were that main person, that kind of sucks, you know? So no, that's never happened to me because, I mean, I'm a great person. Just kidding. No, but, you know, being the person that people are like actually having an intervention on, that position sucks to be in.
Yeah, totally. I know you watched Married to Medicine before you were on it. You've been vocal about that. Did you watch and do you watch any other Bravo now or did you before?
Like Married to Medicine or
any or show? Like, yeah, like any Housewives or like, are you a Bravo fan?
Yeah. So, I love Beverly Hills. I love New Jersey. Even the new Dubai show is really good. They have a lot of money up there. A lot of money.
They do.
And obviously, Family Karma, I'm a fan of because, you know, they're Indian like me. So I do watch them. And what else?
Are you up on like the season of Beverly Hills, Dubai? Like, are you watching now?
I'm kind of watching bits and pieces. Oh, and of course, Atlanta too. I watch Atlanta also. So I don't like, it's not, I don't always watch the full episodes, but I watch the bits and pieces and I've been kind of keeping up with Atlanta, you know, cause I am good friends with Drew. So, you know, I like to see her. But yeah, whenever I get an opportunity, I mean, Bravo's always on my channel. So,
I mean, Drew is coming for Sheree, the OG. I mean, you gotta have big shoes when you go up against Sheree.
Yeah, and you do. So yeah, there's a lot going on between all of them, but it's interesting.
They're like having a good season.
Yeah.
As people watch you this season, like what do you want them to take away? You know, like as we get to know you more in your second season.
I mean, I want people to know that like I just want everyone to understand every viewpoint that gets shown because there's a lot of things that happen, and I just want people to really just wait and see before they just quickly make an opinion. You know, a lot's going to happen, and I just want people to really just look at every viewpoint, listen, understand everyone's perspective and side before they just like make that decision on who they want to go for, you know. But overall, I'm fun, I'm loving, I love to have a good time. That's just my personality. You know, I love these girls. I think at the end, we all do love and support each other, even though we do go through ups and downs. So, you know, we're a good group. We're a good group.
Now, saying like everyone just watch, look at everyone's viewpoint. Of course, don't give anything away. Are you particularly nervous about something or some, you know, people coming for you or something in particular that you did? You're like, oh God.
There's things that happen, you know, and viewers can quickly make it a judgment like right away. But, you know, hopefully they can just see through everything and understand all the things that happen and are smart enough to kind of understand every situation before they just make that, you know, judgment.
So I want to tell you guys about our new sponsor who, I mean, they're paying me, so I really have no choice but to tell you guys about them, right? Listen, they're called the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. This podcast is about two best friends, Brian and Chrissy, and they get in the studio and they take a break from this very serious world. And the thing is, they share stories about their own lives, things that like you may not really care about. They give horrible life advice and they just discuss the most absurd things that you probably don't give an F about. They talk about cat attorneys, ghost hunters. They talk about all this crap and I'm just like, who cares? But you know what? Joke's on me because the Commercial Break is consistently ranked in Apple's top 100 comedy podcasts and a top 10 Apple improv comedy podcast. You know how hard that is, guys? Trust me, I know. They also have a 4.9 star rating on Apple, which I'm completely jealous of that. And they're Chartable's number one trending podcast globally 3 times in the past year. The Commercial Break has new episodes each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on all podcast players and full episodes in daily clips available on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Or you can visit tcbpodcast.com for more info. That's T as in Tom, C as in cat, B as in butter, podcast.com. So when you have a chance, listen, take a listen to our new paid friends on the Commercial Break, anywhere you like to listen to your podcast, or visit tcbpodcast.com. And like watch on to the end, right? Like, I mean, things change as we know from Mary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, things change multiple times within an hour of Mary to exactly. Medicine.
Exactly. There's a lot to come. So it's going to be a very, very interesting season. That's for sure.
Did you grow closer to anyone in particular, like on the cast this season?
I mean, I'm definitely good friends with Heavenly. We talk almost like every day. Quad and I are very close. Just went to Cabo for her birthday. You know, we have lunch like almost on a weekly basis. So we're really tight. So those two, I would say I'm the closest to. Even Audra, the new girl, like her and I are really close. She's really chill, down to earth, just good energy, young spirited. So love her. And then, you know, Toy and I are slowly, you know, getting to a better place. So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much cool with everyone almost.
How did Audra fit into this group? Like, was it seamless?
She fit in well. I think, you know, she came in, held her own, you know, she's good energy, a lot of fun. And I think she did really well. I do.
What about one story we see this season two, which we're going to see, is Quad becomes a Munty. She now is raising her brother's son. Mm-hmm. As a mom, you know, with children, did you give her any advice or what advice would you give her about raising a child?
I mean, honestly, she's got it. You know, she really didn't even need advice. But I mean, we talk about it. You know, I tell her how hard it is and stuff like that. But really, you know, she can handle her own. She's got a full house, you know, and she's able. And, you know, I feel like everything is on her. Like, she's got a lot of responsibility with, you know, her mom and our nephew and stuff. And she handles herself, you know, she takes control and they lean on her. And, you know, it's a lot of responsibility, especially like not being married and single and still having, you know, all these members, you know, and taking care of them. So I have to give it to her. Like, that's a lot on her. And she's a strong woman and she's got it. She really doesn't need help. She's really good. You know, I've seen Mason a couple of times and, you know, she's really good with him. So when she is a mom one day, I know she'll have that. She'll do real well.
That's good to hear. We also have this rumor in the trailer that, you know, Quad is sleeping with her contractor. I'm not really so sure what's wrong with that if you're single, but anyway.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, if you were going to help fix her up, what type of guy would you fix Quad up with?
I really want her to have an Indian successful man. So I would love this. I'm still in the search. I'm still looking for her, but an Indian guy, I could see her with an Indian guy.
You could.
A handsome Indian guy that that's successful, smart, funny, witty. You know, you got to have that wit with her, you know. And I think she definitely needs a smart man that's got himself together. And I think she would, I think an Indian guy would be like that, you know, if I could find one.
Let's see. Are any of the Family Karma guys single? Probably.
Brian, I think, is, but
maybe a little younger.
Yes, he's too young. He's like in his 30s and yeah. So I don't know. He would be too young, but I'm gonna still look. I'm gonna keep looking.
Keep looking. Well, I mean, speaking, like you mentioned Family Karma, you want her with an Indian guy. I mean, I know when you were here last time, we spoke about, you know, like, I think part of your joining this group of women, like, it was very important for you, you know, like, you wanted to show your culture, which we've already seen in the pilot episode. So, you know, I never knew about a lot of the things like the holiday and the cow. I mean, I was like, I never knew this. So I was like, wait, there's a cow and this is sacred. Like, how is this?
Yeah. I mean, we don't eat beef. I mean, that's like a cow is like our pet, you know, they provide us milk and cheese. And so cows are sacred in India. So you will never get beef. Now, I'm not going to say that I don't need it, but you know, it's just, the cows just roam the streets. They're free to do whatever they want in India.
And I've been to India a long time ago, but.
Oh, nice.
I'm before COVID, I was like a traveler, and India is one of my absolute favorite countries that I've ever.
I really want to take the girls there. Like, I would love to do a trip there. I mean, I know it's a long flight, but I would love to see these girls like just take in India and just show them like a third world country, you know, and what it's about, you know. I think they would love it.
That would be epic. They would love it. And that's a thing. It's like, you know, look, there's a way to do India 5 stars, of course. I went when I was young and I did like the real India. And I'm so happy that I did it that way.
Yeah.
Because you really
see. Yeah. I mean, I honestly love eating from like the carts on the streets and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I could get sick, but the food is just so, I don't know if they're putting their sweat or what in the food, but it tastes so good. So that's one thing. I mean, I haven't been in a while and I would just love to just, you know, experience it with them.
That would be a great, listen, Married to Medicine cast trip. Like, I know.
We gotta tell them. We gotta do it.
We gotta do it. Well, before we wrap up, what is next for you? Like, what are you working on these days? How's the blogging going?
The blogging's great. You guys will also see that I in the hair business now. I opened up a store, and so that you'll learn more about that in the upcoming season. So I'm really excited about that. So I'm not just a fashion blogger, but I am a business partner now. So it's exciting.
Amazing. I can't wait to watch that and like your journey. And like, you know, like I said, I've already watched the pilot and it's like so good. So it's going to be such a great season. So
I'm excited.
Thank you for coming back again. You can come back next season too.
Yes.
Where can everyone find you that doesn't already follow you online?
So my Instagram is at Anila Saja. My Twitter is at Anila Saja. I think Facebook is the same too. And then I'm also on TikTok too. So follow me on TikTok.
Oh, the TikTok is hard. I just joined TikTok too. It's not my favorite, but it's a necessary evil. And it's like, you're learning, right? Like, I feel like I'm learning it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I try when it's just very time consuming to do a freaking TikTok, but I love doing them when I do, you know, when I have that time, I get on there and you can like watching the TikToks, like you just like spend hours watching them.
Hours and hours. Well, I will share all of your socials in this, you know, again, I've always, you know, I enjoyed talking to you last time. I enjoy talking to you this time and definitely come back next season and good luck this whole season. Anytime. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope, because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.